Petey the pirate and his crew were off in the ocean near a big whale, and the whale was making its normal whale noises. And the whale was spitting water out of its blowhole. And Petey yelled out to the whale, "Ahoy there, big whale! What's your name?" And the whale said, "I'm Walter. Walter the whale." And Petey said, "Hi, Walter. We were wondering, do you know of any treasure?" And the whale said, "Well, of course I do. I've been swimming these waters for many years, and I know just the place. It's called Treasure Cove." Petey said, "Treasure Cove? That sounds like my kind of place. Where is it?" And the whale, Walter the whale, explained to Petey how he had to go up and past the island, around it two times, and then on the second time around, the waves of him going the first time around would open up a secret entrance into a cove. And inside that cove was the treasure. So Petey said, "Thank you, Walter the Whale. I'll be back soon to let you know if we found the treasure." And the whale said, "What do I care? I don't like treasure. I'm a whale. I just like to swim around." And he laughed. And Petey laughed too and said, "Well, I guess that makes sense. But we're off." So Petey and his crew started sailing towards the island. It took them many days and many nights. During that time, they all started talking about what the treasure might be. Would it be gold? Would it be silver? Would it be all kinds of other cool things? Nobody knew. And they sailed and sailed and sailed. And soon, one of the crew members yelled out, "Ahoy! The island's ahead!" And Petey said, "Ahoy! I see it!" And so they sailed closer and closer and closer to the island. And soon, they were right up next to it. And they started making circles around the island. He remembered that the whale said he had to make two full circles and then start looking for an entrance. So that's what he did. He picked a spot on the shore that he could remember easily. And they sailed once around it, twice around it, and then they started looking for the secret entrance. About halfway through on the second turn, somebody looked up and said, "Hey, what's that?" It was very strange. It looked like rocks, but there was a rock behind another rock, which disguised an entrance into a giant cove. They said, "There it is! There's the cove! Sail that way!" And this cove was huge, but it was so well camouflaged. If you hadn't made enough splashes, you would have never seen it. So they went in, and they got all the way into the cove. And the cove was one of the coolest places Petey had ever seen. The water was crystal blue color, and there were bananas and coconuts and papayas and mangoes and every other fruit, tropical fruit you could think of, like pineapples and all kinds of crazy things. The crew members cheered with joy because even if they didn't find a treasure, all the fruit and food that they were going to be able to eat from here was treasure enough. So they all jumped down on to their rowboats, and they rowed all the way into shore, and all the pirates and Petey jumped out. And they started looking. They looked high and they looked low. They looked everywhere. But no one could seem to find this treasure that the whale spoke of. And so they brought all their gear off the boat. A couple of crew members stayed on the boat to guard it. And all the other crew members and Petey set up a camp on the shore in the cove. And they all started to collect all the yummy fruits that they could find. Soon they had a fire going, and somebody brought out a guitar. and started singing. All the pirates were singing and dancing and having fun. They danced and danced and danced late into the night. And they also roasted marshmallows and had s'mores, which was one of Petey the Pirate's favorite things to eat. And he gobbled it down. And they were singing and dancing more and more and more, and dancing and singing and dancing and singing. But soon they were so, so tired because they had danced so late into the night. So they all crawled into their beds, shut their eyes. When they woke up the next day, they heard strange sounds coming from the trees. Nobody could figure out what it was. And soon, coconuts started flying at them. They said, "Who's throwing coconuts at us? Who goes there? Who's doing this?" And nobody answered, and they couldn't see anyone. This was so strange. It kept happening throughout the day. They'd be doing something, and all of a sudden, a coconut would come flying down. And this happened over and over and over again. And soon, so many of the crew members were so tired of dodging coconuts and not being able to find anyone. Finally, Petey said, "Arr, I see what's going on here. There's monkeys in the trees." And all of a sudden, when he said that, all the monkeys decided to come out, and they laughed and pointed and made silly monkey sounds like, "Hoo, hoo, 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 hoo." Petey said, "It almost sounds like they're laughing at us." "I think they might just be," said one of the crew members. And so, the monkeys had thrown coconuts so much all day long that there was probably 200 coconuts just sitting all around on the shore. And so, Petey said, "Well, coconuts are here. We might as well bring them with us onto the ship." And so they took the rowboats and went back and forth, and filled the boat with as many coconuts as they could find. They put so many coconuts on the boat that there was no room for almost anything else. But they kept looking for the treasure, and they kept looking and looking and looking, and they couldn't find anything. The next day, they found even more fruits and vegetables, like bananas, papayas, and avocados, and all kinds of yummy, yummy. After they had collected more and more and more fruits and vegetables, they put them on the ship. And one of the crew members remembered something that his grandfather had told him many, many years ago, that if you cut some of the fruit very thin and lay it out in the sun, that it would dry it out and the fruit would last for a very long time. So some of the crew members worked on doing that while other crew members kept looking for the treasure. They dug all over the cove. They swam all over in the water, but nobody could find any treasure. Soon enough, it had been almost a week, and Petey had decided that the whale must have either been lying to them or they just couldn't find this treasure anywhere. So they decided to load back up and go back and find the whale and ask him where the treasure was. And so they all got aboard and they took the boat all the way down south back towards where they met the whale. And they sailed and sailed and sailed. The entire time, they never went hungry or thirsty because they had all those fruits and vegetables that they had dried out and all those coconuts that they had collected. Days and days and days went by. The sun was so hot and all the fruits and vegetables were completely dried out now. And they started to bag them up in some burlap sacks. And soon, the entire under part of the ship was full of so many fruits and vegetables, more than they could hold practically. And it was even up on the surface of the ship too. And they finally got back to where they had seen the whale. Petey called out, "Whale, where are you?" And nothing. And so they waited and waited and waited. He popped out and Petey said, "William, William, why did you tell us there's treasure in the cove? We stayed there for days and days and days and looked from top to bottom, and we found no treasure. There was no gold, no silver, nothing like that. We're pirates. We're supposed to find treasures." And William the Whale said, "Ah, I think you misunderstood, Petey. I said there was treasures there. I never said what kind. Petey said, what do you mean? And the whale laughed. Well, look at your ship, Petey. You have fruit to last you for a long, long time and enough coconuts to give you water and coconut meat for a long, long time. There's no better treasure than that. And Petey thought about it for a minute, and he laughed, and he said, William, you are right. The food and the water and spending time with my crewmates and friends was the best treasure I could have found. The end.